Justin called me last week and gave me the choice of preaching either tonight or next Sunday night. And I knew that I was in the process of getting a lesson up for this morning's auditorium class. And I said, well, I'll do June the 9th. And then about 20 minutes after I said that, since I thought we were going to be out of town that Sunday. So I had to call him back and say, well, I guess I have to do June the 2nd. So anyway, like I said, I was in the process of doing the lesson for the auditorium class. And I felt like a real preacher this week because I had to do a double duty. I had to get up for the lesson for the auditorium class. And then I also had to come up with a sermon tonight. And so it might be a little bit sketchy compared to, I spent more time in the auditorium class than I did for this sermon tonight. And it's probably going to show, but I apologize for that. I was talking to a lady a few years ago that I knew growing up back in Alamo, and they had just gotten a new preacher, and well, he'd actually been there for several months, but he was a new preacher to them. And I asked her how she liked a new preacher, and she said, he doesn't preach sermons. I said, what do you mean by that? I said, doesn't he come every Sunday, and he's there every Sunday doing what he's supposed to do as a preacher? And she said, well, a sermon's 20 minutes long, and he doesn't preach 20 minutes. He said anything less than 20 minutes is a devotional. He does devotionals. So this might be a devotional tonight. When I was thinking about a lesson, I was thinking about the life of Christ. Jesus Christ was born in a small village, born to a poor family. He worked as a carpenter. He was not educated. He never had any titles or any offices. He never traveled more than 200 miles away from his hometown. But yet his life has probably has influenced the world more than anybody that's ever lived. And when you see rankings of people or figures in history that have influenced the world, Jesus Christ always ranks at the top, no matter if it's something secular or if it's something religious. Christ always ranks at the top of the list as being the one that has influenced the world more than anyone else. To us who are followers of Christ, who are of the church, his most important thing is his death and his resurrection, because that gives us the promise of heavenly salvation. But to the rest of the world, his teachings are the most influential part that comes from Christ. It's the way that the teachings of Jesus has influenced our culture, cultures throughout the world, not just in Western culture, but cultures throughout the world. And I think there's a sense of right or wrong that the world has since the time of Christ because of the teachings. Hitler had said one time, when he came to power, he said, I want to raise a generation that has no conscience. I want to raise up a nation that has no conscience, which means they would do his will without any worry about right or wrong. We see how that turned out. You know, millions of people died because of World War II and because of the what he did to the Jewish people and other nationalities. From the teachings we have a basis of a morality. There's a lot of talk right now that there can't be a one morality, that there can't be a right or wrong, that there's no absolute morality. I was reading something this week out of a book that said that there was a Christian teacher that was teaching philosophy, and he had a student that was agnostic, and he assigned them to write a paper. And he wrote, the student wrote a paper about his belief that there was no absolute right or wrong, there's no absolute moral authority. And then he put the paper. The paper was very well researched. It was very long. It was just perfect paper. And he put it. He was expecting to get an A out of it. He put it into a blue folder. And the teacher came back and put F on the paper. And so he put F on the paper. I give F's to people that put papers into blue folders, which he put the paper into a blue folder. So the student came to the teacher and said, "Why should I get graded based upon the folder that I put my paper in?" And he said, "That's my feeling on that." So by doing that, he showed the student that there is a morality, there is an absolute authority that it's not just based upon one person's belief. There is a higher authority. And like I said, the highest authority that I can think of, the best authority I can think of, comes from the teachings of Christ. In Matthew 7:28, it says that people were astonished at his teaching. In Luke chapter 4, verse 32, it says that when he was teaching in Galilee, people were astonished with his teaching and with his authority. And then in John 7, verse 15, it says that people wondered how he spoke like he did without an education. And then in Luke 2, verse 47, it goes back when he was a young boy in the temple with his parents. It said that the people were astonished at that time by his understanding and about his answers. That Jesus was born a Jew in the Old Testament world, Old Testament theology, but his teaching was a lot different than the Old Testament laws and Jewish law. If you think about the Old Testament law was authoritative. We think about the Ten Commandments as a basis of the Jewish law. The Ten Commandments always start out with, "Thou shalt not. Thou shalt not do this. Thou shalt not do that." But Jesus' teachings were given in a way to explain what we ought to do, what's best to do. The Old Testament law was kind of like a slave master talking to a slave. But Jesus' teaching in the New Testament that we have is kind of like a father's advice to a son or to a child. Jesus taught to change our wants. Following the teachings of Jesus is a matter of choice. Our spirit must be willing to submit to God's will. God doesn't impose himself on those who are on those who are not willing. Jesus' teaching changes our wants by changing our thinking, because we are what we think. In Matthew 12, verse 35, it says that good men are the good man, because it means the good man brings good things out of the good stored up in him. But the evil man brings evil things out of the evil stored up in him. Jesus' teachings were self-evident. The righteousness and the fairness of it is plain to see throughout his teachings. In John chapter 17, verse 17, it says, "Anyone who chooses to do the will of God will find out whether my teachings come from God or where I speak on my own." So Christ is like a prism. The word of God that shone through Christ came out through Christ. What we have in the New Testament accounts is mostly of Christ's teachings, are mostly snippets and short parables of Christ's teaching. The only sermon we have recorded comes out of Sermon on the Mount, which is recorded in Matthew chapters 5, 6, and 7. The And I think you probably, if you read through that sermon, it's probably going to be less than 20 minutes too. But it starts out with the Beatitudes. And I'm just going to read these Beatitudes, and then I want to look at some of the snippets, just a few of them, that's in the Sermon on the Mount that tells us how we should live our life, how we should follow, how Christ wants us to follow our life, how he wants to live our lives. And this is an author that I read out in a book that was talking about the Beatitudes. We see in the Beatitudes, it says, "Blessed are the poor in spirit," which this author says, which really means saying, "I was wrong," when you're wrong. And then, "Blessed are those who mourn." It doesn't mean those that moan. We think about mourning a lot of time. I think about people at a funeral service, or maybe someone that's dying in the hospital. But it doesn't mean moaning. It means to mourn. It means to say, "I'm sorry." And blessed are the meek. The meek person is going to say, "Let's do what's right. Let's do what's best for you." And then, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness," which can also mean, "Let's do what's right no matter what." And "Blessed are the merciful," which can mean, "I forgive you." And then, "Blessed are the pure in heart," which can mean, "I love you and I trust you." And then, "Blessed are the peacemakers," and then, which can mean, "Let me be the first one to make up." And then number 8, "Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness," which could also mean, "I'll make allowance for your bad day." We also look through the teachings of Christ throughout the Sermon on the Mount. It talks about the murder begins in the heart. It talks about adultery that's in the heart. It's not just doing. It talks about our oaths. We don't need oaths. Let your yes be yes and your no be no. It talks about going the second mile. It talks about loving your enemies. It talks about doing good to please God. It talks about don't lay up our treasures here on earth. Lay up treasures in heaven. And by that also means you can't serve God and riches both. And also in our lives, do not worry. Do not judge. And then the way of our life is sometimes we go by the narrow gate, go by the way that's not easy. And then build our faith upon the rock of the teachings of Christ. Lastly, in these teachings of Christ, one of the more common things that Christ talked about throughout his teachings is about the kingdom, his kingdom. I think I read someplace that Christ mentions his kingdom 76 times. We talk about the church a lot of times being the kingdom, and it is. The church is the kingdom. But one author that I was reading about this week said that they are the same, but the kingdom's more than that. The kingdom is the electricity for the church. The kingdom is the power for the church. But to be part of that kingdom, to be part of Lord's church, we have to not just follow his teachings. We can be a good person and follow the teachings, but Christ wants us to be part of his kingdom, be part of his church, to hear the word and believe the word, repent of our sins and confess Christ as our Savior that gave us these teachings, and then baptize and live faithfully. So if anyone wants to be part of the kingdom and to to be part of the Lord's church and come forward at this time.